Bedtime Bites presents The Day the Socks Went on Strike. Quinn woke up one morning to find her bedroom in complete chaos. Socks of all colors and sizes were floating in the air, waving tiny picket signs and chanting, "No more feet! No more feet!" Rubbing her eyes in disbelief, Quinn asked, "What's going on?" A polka-dotted sock floated up to her face and squeaked, "We're on strike! We're tired of being stuffed into shoes and getting smelly!" Quinn giggled, thinking this must be a silly dream. But as she tried to grab a pair of socks from her drawer, they zipped away, shouting, "No way, Jose!" Confused and sockless, Quinn went downstairs for breakfast. To her surprise, her parents were having the same problem. Dad hopped around on one foot, trying to catch his favorite Argyle sock, while Mom chased a striped ankle sock under the table. "Quinn," her mom said, exasperated, "did you do something to upset the socks?" Quinn shook her head, bewildered. "I don't think so. They just decided to go on strike." As the family tried to figure out what to do, the doorbell rang. It was Quinn's best friend, Zoe, looking equally puzzled. "Quinn, my socks are rebelling too. What's happening?" Together, they watched as socks from all over the neighborhood floated past the windows, carrying tiny protest signs. Some read, "Sock it to 'em," while others declared, "Give Peach a chance." Clearly misspelled by a confused peach-colored sock. Quinn had an idea. "Let's call a sock summit," she announced. "We need to hear their demands." Soon the living room was filled with hovering hosiery. A wise old wool sock, clearly the leader, stepped, or rather, floated forward. "We, the United Socks of Drawardom, demand better working conditions," it declared. "No more being lost in the laundry, no more mismatching, and absolutely no more being worn with sandals." Quinn couldn't help but laugh. "Okay, okay. What if we promise to always keep you in pairs, use gentle detergent, and never ever wear you with sandals?" The socks huddled together, whispering in tiny sock voices. Finally, the wool sock spokesperson returned. "We accept your terms, but we also want a spa day once a month. Warm water, soft fabric softener, the works." "Deal," Quinn exclaimed, and all the socks cheered. From that day on, Quinn and her family took extra special care of their socks. They even set up a tiny sock spa in the laundry room, complete with cucumber slices for the sock's non-existent eyes. As Quinn got ready for bed that night, she smiled at her sock drawer. "Good night, socks," she whispered. "Sweet dreams." And from inside the drawer came a muffled chorus of, "Good night, Quinn. Thanks for listening." Quinn giggled as she climbed into bed, wondering what other adventures awaited her in the world of rebellious clothing. As she drifted off to sleep, she could have sworn she heard her pajamas whispering about forming a union. The end.